Now Matt is going to go over the next POMS update sections for 2019.
Okay, the next section is an SI 0120.203 B4 and D2 titled Exceptions to Counting Trusts Established on or After 1/1/2000, and more specifically, we want to talk about the disabled criteria. So effective June 26, 2019, this POMS clarified our policy related to the definition of disabled for Section 1917 D4A Special Needs Trust and Section 1917 D4C Pool Trust. It now states that to meet the disability requirement of the Medicaid trust exception, the individual must be disabled as of the date on which the trust's status as a resource could affect the individual's SSI eligibility. And I'll explain and clarify this statement more in detail shortly. But first, let's review some background information. So in sections 1917 D4A and C of the Social Security Act, it states in part that in Section A, a trust containing the assets of an individual under age 65 who is disabled, as defined in Section 1614A3, and then Section C says, a trust containing the assets of an individual who is disabled, as defined in Section 1614A3. So what does Section 1614A3 actually state? And as Allison had mentioned earlier, for an adult, it means that the individual shall be considered to be disabled for SSA purposes of this title if he or she is unable to engage in any substantial gainful activity by reason of any medically determinable physical or mental impairment which can be expected to result in death or which has lasted or can be expected to last for a continuous period of not less than 12 months. And similarly for a child, the definition says that an individual under the age of 18 shall be considered disabled for purposes of this title if that individual has a medically determinable physical or mental impairment which results in marked and severe functional limitations and which can be expected to result in death or which has lasted or can be expected to last for a continuous period of not less than 12 months. So prior to April 30 of 2018, the disability criteria stated the following. So it said to qualify for the special needs trust exception and for the pool trust exception, the individual whose assets were used to establish a trust or trust account must be disabled for SSI purposes under Section 1614A3 of the Act. Let me repeat that. So at that time, it said must be disabled for SSI purposes under Section 1614A3 of the Act. Then, effective April 30th of 2018, the disability criteria was clarified to say that to qualify for the exception, the person must be disabled for SSI purposes at the time the trust was established. So again, that change was must be disabled at the time that the trust was established. And then again, effective June 26, 2019, currently the POM says that the individual whose assets were used to establish a trust must be disabled as of the date in which the trust's resource status could affect their SSI eligibility. So again, now it says as of the date that the trust's resource status could affect eligibility. So let's go over two examples to kind of show you exactly how this applies in practice. So the first example, we have Mark, and he's a special needs trust beneficiary whose trust was established in 2015. He applies for aged benefits, meaning that he's either 65 or older, and he applied for those benefits in 2019. So even though disability is not a requirement for SSI aged benefits, we must develop disability as of Mark's SSI application date in 2019 in order to determine if he meets the Medicaid trust exception. Now, in our second example, this is probably the one that we'll see most often. And in this case, we have Sally, who has a special needs trust that was established in 2010 when she was 10 years old. At the time, she was not eligible for SSI child benefits because of her parents' deemed income and resources. However, she applied for SSI adults benefits in 2018 when she attained age 18. So we must develop disability for Sally's SSI application in for 2018. 2010 is not relevant because the trust did not present as a resource until she filed the SSI application. So again, what's relevant is when she filed the application in 2018, because again, that's a date in which the trust's resource status could affect her eligibility. Okay, so now Dana will present our last 2019 POMS update.